Hey folks, this is Dr. Van Breeding. At MCHC, we've secured the best providers and medical staff to care for you and your family. But sometimes your health may require more specialized treatment. MCHC has great relations with the best specialists in Hazard, Pikeville, or Lexington, making sure your referral is handled in a timely manner. Your health is the number one priority of ours, and the ability to care for you is just another way Mountain Comprehensive Health Corporation is providing better health for a longer life.
You know the drill with Wes Smith. Wes Smith. Presented by MCHC.
Ah, it is a great day to be alive, Brady. You know who sings that? Can you name that artist?
I don't. I'm not versed in the country world.
Oh man.
Even though it is CMA Awards tonight.
Is it tonight?
It is tonight.
Oh, see, we're right on track then. It's a great day to be alive. The legendary Travis Tritt, Brady. Travis Tritt.
Your guess is as good as mine, man.
Oh, you know the drill, sponsored by MCHC, providing better health for a longer life. Man, Brady, I tell you what, I said it was a great day to be alive. I had a great day today. As a lot of our listeners know, with my job, I do a lot of traveling. Brady, I got to hit the Mountain Parkway today. Once the rain broke, beautiful skies going down the Mountain Parkway to the mountains of Eastern Kentucky. I went over and visited today, Brady. I was in the big cities of Inez and Paintsville. Have you ever been to either one of those?
Not.
Man.
I'm just a whole lot of nothing today, man.
You are a whole lot of nothing. Yesterday, I actually got to travel down I-75 a little bit. I went to Barberville, Middlesboro, and made a stop in Pineville as well. And Brady, I don't know. Have you ever been to Pineville?
Nope. Again, no.
Oh, well, Brady, you know, as well as I do, we have a guest on today that knows probably the majority of those areas as good as any of us. Super excited to talk to who we have on here to talk with us today. Some hoops. It's basketball season. You know, we're staying with hoops. Who cares about the NFL right now? We're not worried about that. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we have I told you, very familiar with a lot of those Southeast Kentucky towns. Also, very familiar with Lexington, Kentucky. One of Kentucky's missed basketballs and ranks top 10 in not only Brady KHSAA scoring, but also Kentucky women's basketball scoring. Ladies and gentlemen, Macy Morris. Macy, thank you so much for hopping on here to talk with us today. Do you not have anything better to do than talk to me and Brady?
I made a little bit of time for you guys today.
So. Okay. Well, we appreciate that. That's doing a lot to make time for me and Brady.
I appreciate you guys having me on here.
Absolutely. Well, Macy, you know, I really want to, we talk a lot of hoops on this podcast and really want to highlight you. You know, such an amazing story, amazing career. All throughout high school, college, and professional. So we really want to highlight you on this today and just talk a little bit about you. So hopefully we may even dig up some dirt on you here. I hope you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm up. A little scared, but I'm ready.
So obviously, you know the drill with Wes and Brady. Brady spent some time on staff with UK men's basketball, was there, mm-hmm. I guess, around the same time that you were there. So probably crossed paths a few times during your day.
I think we like graduated probably around the same time.
Okay.
It probably took her less years for me to graduate than me. I think I took a lot.
And if you want to say that you've never seen Brady, have no idea who he is, that's fine. I don't blame you. You're totally cool with doing that.
I probably had more hair.
No, I know who Brady is. I definitely have more hair.
Just don't turn around. Brady, me and Brady both have this little spot in the back, you know, that's like slowly deteriorating back here. Yeah. Oh, but Macy, obviously, I mentioned some of those places. I know a couple places that you're probably really familiar with that I see quite often. I know you're familiar with Hazard, Kentucky, and one of the latest I mentioned at the beginning of the episode there, Pineville, Kentucky. So, Macy, I want to go all the way back there, and let's catch you from the start. You know, obviously, the career you had, but from all of my understanding and everything I've heard, a lot of family who was really involved in basketball as well. Tell us a little bit about how you got started. Where did basketball enter the life of Macy Morris?
Well, it started with my dad. Basically, when I was born in Hazard, and he was the boys' high school coach at the time there. And so from a very young age, I was going to Memorial Gym there and rolling around, I guess, on the floor and just spending time with him and his teams in Hazard. And as I got older, you know, we moved different places, but it really started with my dad. He's pretty much he's the one who like taught me most of the things that I know about basketball.
Well, that's a lot of credit. He's taught you pretty well for everything that you've been able to rack up in your career. So hats off to dad.
Yeah. I give him a lot of credit for a lot of things. But I mean, my mom too. I can't leave my mom out. My mom, she was my grade school coach. And so she spent a lot of time with me too. But I would say the more specific things came from my dad. My mom, I probably got my attitude and aggressiveness from her.
So who in their younger years, who was the better baller? Was it mom or dad?
Oh, it was my dad. He was pretty good.
Did you ever take dad one-on-one? Was there ever any serious matchups?
No, because my dad's like 6'5", and he's not one to let me win anything. And so it wasn't until I got a lot older that I actually like beat him in horse. And so I never really played him one-on-one. We'd play like 21. It would be like him and my brother. We'd play like a game of 21, but never just me and him one-on-one.
I got you. Well, I promise you, Macy, that still to this day, you would be able to take me and Brady anytime. So I'm not even going to challenge you to that at this moment. I don't know, Brady. I assume you're in the same shape that
yourself,
I'm in.
Right, man. I'm just kidding. Nah, I can't shoot. And I know, I remember watching Macy. She could always shoot. I can't shoot, so I would have minimum score like 1 or 2 points. She'd always score 3.
Oh, so born in Hazard, Kentucky. Got a little, I guess a little action there growing up in Memorial Gym, as you mentioned. As we know, you will end up going on winning Miss Basketball in the state of Kentucky and being one of the greatest, to play in the state of Kentucky in KHSAA history. So what, you know, obviously you make the move to Bell County eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about that getting into high school. When did you, Macy, realize, hey, I'm really, really good at this?
I think it was about, I was in sixth or seventh grade. That's when I kind of got into AAU. I was playing with a team out of Knoxville, actually, because at that time, Kentucky didn't really have many AAU teams. And it was a lot closer for me to travel to Knoxville than it was Lexington at the time. And so played with the team there, and we played against the top basketball players around the nation, and I competed really well against them. And so it kind of like dawned on me that, you know, like I could do this at the next level. And so I started putting in more work, and then as I got, I think it was my eighth grade summer, I got my first Division I offer.
Oh wow.
And so, yeah,
so who was that first Division I offer?
It was Louisville.
Oh, man. Well, ultimately, we know where you ended up and wearing the blue instead of that cardinal red. I will not show you the other side of my wall. Brady laughs a little bit. Obviously, I've got my Kentucky wall behind me. I've got a little bit of Louisville stuff on my other wall, but we don't try to mention that too often. So
that's okay.
So first offer comes in with Louisville. I'm going to throw a fun fact out at you, Macy. And you may already know this, but I'm going to see if you did, because I always found this so interesting. So Bell County High School, correct?
Yes.
Did you know that I'm a graduate of Clay County High School, played 4 years at Clay County. Did you know that Clay County High School and Bell County High School are the same blueprint for the building.
I think I did know that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I did know that. I haven't thought about that in a long time, but I'm pretty sure at some point I was told that.
Yeah. Yeah. You walk in the gym's very similar, obviously blue and one's yellow, but yeah, if you kind of walk through the school, it's all kind of the same. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that I guess that is, yeah, because you walk in, when you walk out of the gym, you go into the cafeteria. So,
yeah. Yep. That's it. Brady, have you ever been to Clay County or Bell County, either one?
No, I told you in the beginning.
We have to get you cultured, man.
I know. I need to make my way around the state. Farthest east I've been is Whitesburg.
That's impressive, though.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's as east as you can go. I haven't been to west. Like, I guess I kind of have. I mean, I'm so geographically wrong. Like, I don't know where I'm really at when I'm places, but I know I haven't been really south of Kentucky, like south in that area. I know I haven't been there.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, we've got to get you cultured a little bit, man. But Macy, obviously, as we've mentioned, great, tremendous high school career. Feel like I've mentioned Miss Basketball several times, but it's such an honor. I'm really happy to claim that for you. But obviously, you said you get your first Division I offer from Louisville. You're obviously going to end up committing to the University of Kentucky coming out of high school. Talk us a little bit through that. What made you decide you were going to be a part of the Big Blue Nation?
So I tell people it's always a really funny story because, like, when I committed kind of early my junior year of high school, and I honestly didn't think I was going to go to UK just because, like, the way that, like, the program was just really didn't fit my style of play. And they weren't even at that time, like, in my top three, but Coach Mitchell and at the time Coach Santos had came to my house. They came and watched me worked out, and then we went back to my house for, like, a home visit, and we had dinner. And then, like, afterwards, you know, he gave me, like, a presentation of, like, where I would fit in, like, what he would expect from me, all that good stuff. And then I just was, like, I had been praying about it for a while, just, like, you know, for God to just, like, lead me where I needed to be. And that night I just had, like, this weird feel, like, gut feeling. And it was just, like, and I heard this, just, like, this voice in my mind is, like, commit tonight. And so I did. I said I wanted. He asked me at the end of his presentation. He's like, "Do you have any questions? Do you have any comments?" And I was like, "I want to commit to UK." And so he's like, "Oh my gosh, that's great!" You know, celebratory stuff. But I committed that night and never had really visited UK at all, besides going up there for some women's and men's games. So didn't really have any idea about the university at all. I just kind of, you know, I listened to. I say it was God telling me to commit, and so I did.
Now, I always find that the commitment is so fascinating. Did you, like, when kids commit all the time, but did you talk to your parents before you said yes, or were you just sitting in the room and blurted it out, and your parents were like, whoa, like,
yeah,
you
know? Yeah, I didn't talk to my parents at all. It was just, like, this random thing. It was literally, like, I had no idea that I was going to do that day. I had no, like I said, they weren't even in, like, my top three at that point. And it just happened.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Obviously, you know, you said you wasn't sure how you fit into the program at that time, but obviously the coaching staff gives you this presentation that makes it seem like you're going to fit in, right? And it kind of, you know, I'm guessing after that, you were like, maybe I do fit into this program a little better.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely, obviously everybody adjusts when they get to college, just because so much is different. You have better competition. The speed is, like, so much quicker. You have to be more physical, all that stuff. And just, it's like learning is just, it goes by so much faster. But, you know, one of the things I always was, like, always proud of myself and was that I always worked hard. I always wanted to be the hardest worker on the court or anything I did. And so I feel like having that mindset and being surrounded by the coaches and teammates at that point that I was, it just helped me earn the spot that I did.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's funny that you say that. I have a very similar story. I committed to, it's basically at the same level as UK and NCAA Division I Power Five. I committed to Alice Lloyd College out of high school. And Macy, I also had a voice that talked to me. And I like to think that it was God talking to me too, but I also like to think it might've been because it was the only offer I had. So I think that was the other voice that kind of, but hey, it worked out.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Alice Lloyd College?
I have not been to Alice Lloyd. Sorry, okay. My dog's getting in the
Oh, mix. there's the special guest today. Love it. I'm glad my two dogs aren't in here to see that right now because they would be all up here in the screen too. So thankfully they're well, Macy, I tell you, me, Brady, and the rest of the Big Blue Nation are very, very happy that God spoke to you that night and with that voice and told you that UK was your home. And, obviously really, really happy about that with the career that you had. Let's talk a little bit about Matthew Mitchell. He's one of those coaches that you said kind of brought you into making you feel like this was a good home for you. Obviously, Coach Mitchell, a very beloved coach in the state of Kentucky, I feel like, to this point. What was it like playing for Coach Matthew Mitchell?
We had our downs. We went through a lot together, especially when I was there, because after my freshman year, we had like non-transfers. So it kind of changed the whole dynamic of like our team and like everything that we did. And but one thing about Coach Mitchell, he always brought the energy. He was always super energetic. He would hold you accountable. He loved for us to run, even though none of us did, but he loved to run us. But I love Coach Mitchell. I'm super grateful that he gave me the opportunity to play for my home state and be able to have the career that I did.
So you mentioned Coach Mitchell bringing the energy, something me and Brady are both very curious about, Macy. Are you the one that taught Coach Mitchell all those dances for Big Blue Madness? Was that you?
No, it's funny because people ask, they're like, they would always ask, what dance is Coach Mitchell going to do? And he would not tell anybody. Like, nobody had any idea. He got with the dance coach and the dance team, and they would have secret practices, and like, nobody knew what he was going to do till the night of Big Blue Madness.
I just feel like he's one of those guys, a lot of people right now are talking about Kenny Brooks and Mark Pope coming to Kentucky and the energy that they're bringing and how much effort they're putting into it. I feel like Matthew Mitchell, as you mentioned, was another one of those guys. I have no idea how he put all of the time into everything he did the way he did. He's coaching basketball at the highest level. He is practicing with the dance team for Big Blue Madness. He's also plays a little music on the side. I feel like the guy did everything.
Yeah, if you ask him, it's all about organization. We'd have a meeting every Sunday to fill out our calendars and schedule. So that's how he does everything. He had a tight schedule.
Love it. Love it. Now, Macy, I have to ask as well, obviously, with the rise in popularity of women's basketball at the moment, it's huge, right? Everybody is now into women's basketball. On the rise, and you have to think of names like Caitlin Clark, who's brought all of this about. But really and truly, Macy, there was a couple times you played in Rupp Arena with your team. And I like to think back to those times when you and Matthew Mitchell and that group at Kentucky, that I feel like is when popularity really started to rise. I feel like attendance started growing, all of that. Do you feel like the era of basketball that you were in college did kind of contribute to this rise in women's basketball?
Oh, I for sure think so. I remember like us playing at Rupp, and we played like Louisville and Duke, Tennessee, some like, our big rivalry games, and we would feel like the lower arena. And then like we would go to South Carolina, Mississippi State, they would sell the whole arenas out when we played them. And so it was extremely popular when I played. And I think it's amazing how much it's grown and how much promotion they're getting now. And just it's great to see that women's basketball is finally getting the recognition that they deserve.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree
Now,
more.
what was your opinion of, we've always thought this on the men's side. We did what I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it. What was your honest opinion of playing in Rupp? Like you went from Memorial to Rupp. Seems really good in theory sometimes because of Rupp and being bigger, but like, did that mess with you guys in shooting, depth perception, what you're used to? Did you guys like it? Were you guys cool with it? Or would you rather have played in Memorial 24/7?
It never bothered me. I think we all liked it because usually we knew we was going to have a bigger crowd, and it was more, there was always like excitement because we only got like two or three games in Rupp a year, and so there was like, it was just more excitement. And at that time it was like, oh, we get to use the really nice locker rooms now.
Yeah. Well, it was outside looking in, we were like, the Memorial atmosphere was awesome. I think.
It was fun. Like, it's a smaller venue, so you feel like you can hear the fans more. But I guess it's just like the history. I mean, there's a history of the Memorial, but it's just cool having like a couple games, being
Yeah.
able to play in Rupp Arena too.
I can see that. No, I agree.
Rupp Arena did not affect Macy Moore. Shooter's gonna shoot, Brady. I mean, that's all. Hey, when you got it, right, Macy?
That's right.
So Macy, have you know, we talked about Memorial and we talked about, you know, the atmosphere there compared to the atmosphere at Rupp Arena. Have you been to Memorial since the new renovations?
Yes, I have. I went a few weeks ago, and I had to do like they asked me to do a video up there, and so I went out there and they gave me like the tour of like everything, and I'm just like, wow, they would do all this now that I'm gone.
Yeah, where was
But
this when I was here? Yeah.
and then I was just at up there for the Louisville game. So yeah, I've got to see it and experience the new atmosphere as well. So it's amazing what they've done. It's really mind-blowing, honestly.
Got air conditioning.
Yeah, that's what I asked them. That
With
was like my first question. I was like, do they have air conditioning now?
We used to
Yes.
work camp in there. We'd work camp in there, and it would be like 110 degrees.
Yeah,
And
I hated summer workouts.
yeah.
Yeah,
But
we literally used to like argue over who had to go to Memorial during the afternoon sessions of camp because it was going to be hot.
yeah,
So
it's brutal.
I have a soft spot for Old Memorial. I loved the whole I just love the whole like feeling of it in there. As I haven't been in New Memorial yet, so I need to go and check that out. But maybe I'll think differently.
Yeah, you'll have to notice, the person that was giving the tour, she was pointing out like on like not where like the tunnel comes from like Joe Craft, but the other side, like a where underneath where they have like the new, I don't even know, concourse area.
Yeah.
They took the bleachers, the wooden bleachers, and they like made it on, they put them on the wall. So it
Oh,
was pretty cool.
creative.
Yeah.
I had been in there but did not notice that. That's a great point. So notice the old wooden bleachers that are now on the wall.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. That's adding a little touch to the
Yeah.
historical side of Memorial.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So you went up, you took the tour, you went to a game, you've done a video. I assume at this point you've probably, if you hadn't already before that, you've probably met Coach Brooks at this point.
Yes, I met Coach Brooks.
So talk to us a little bit with that. You know, obviously, men's and women's side looking really good right now with the new additions, the new hires of Mark Pope and Kenny Brooks. Seems like things are going really well. How do you feel about Coach Brooks and the future of the Kentucky Wildcats under his leadership?
I'm really excited. I think he's going to do a great job there, especially, his coaching style is so different from Coach Mitchell's. But just like the way he recruits is different as well. But I think he's going to do a really good job. He did awesome at Virginia Tech. He's obviously he's bringing in great recruits. He's got great players now, and so I think he's just going to keep building up the program. And I hope to see like an SEC championship here soon, and hopefully a national championship at some point as well.
Really, really exciting things going on there. I'm super excited for Coach Brooks and that going on. Macy, going back to you just a little bit in your career at Kentucky, obviously Brady hinted on this earlier in the show, but your ability to shoot the basketball from deep, my goodness, you were a little over 40% for your career at UK. At this point, I'm thinking that you would fit in great with Mark Pope's system in the way that the men's side shoots three yeah. ball right now. I feel like you should come back and try that avenue. I mean, that is completely your style right there.
Yeah, really. A lot of times I had to create my own shot, but it was funny when I went into college that I guess because I was the white girl, they just like labeled me a shooter. But like that wasn't really my game, me being a 3-point shooter. I felt like more when I was in high school and stuff, I was more like a pull up jumper type. I mean, I could shoot, but a three, but I was more like a pull up jumper type of girl. But then Coach Mitchell was like, you're going to be a 3-point shooter. So I had to kind of really focus in and become efficient at shooting the three.
Well, and you did great at it. Looking at your stats a little bit here, I'm seeing that you hit at least one three in 107 of your 129 games at UK. That's pretty impressive to do that from out there. And obviously, that is going to propel you. Your career at the University of Kentucky will propel you to not be done with college. You're going to have a little bit of professional experience as well after college. Mm-hmm. Talk us through that a little bit. What was basketball life like after UK?
So after UK, I got a training camp invite with the Washington Mystics. So I went up to DC and was with that team for a little bit, and then I got cut. And after that, I agreed on a contract with a team in Italy. And so in August of, I guess, 2019, in August, I went over to Italy to start my professional career over there. And it was a huge culture shock for me because so much is different. They don't have air, my apartment didn't have air conditioning. So just think like
Memorial prepared you for that.
Yeah. But you know, I was okay with not having air conditioning in the gym, but when I got home and I was sweaty, I was like, I would like to just lay in a cold room for a second.
Give me that AC now.
What is the reasoning for that? Is it just
that's like, just their culture? They just because like I asked like the people like I was teammates with, and they're just like, we've never really thought about it. We just never. It's just how they live. They don't have dryers, so like we had to like hang our clothes up in our rooms to dry our
old school
clothes. Yeah, no microwaves. So had to cook like every single day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because you had to go to the grocery store like every 3 days because they don't have like preservatives and all that stuff in their food. And I lived in a city that hardly anybody spoke English, so that was a challenge, but the people there are so nice and helpful. So it made my life a little easier.
Did you find any favorite foods over there? Obviously, you know, big Italian food lover myself. Mm-hmm. I visited Italy, obviously never lived there and experienced what you did. But tell us, was there a food there that you're like, okay, this is my new jam right here?
Yeah, so it was really cool. One of the things that our team did, which was really cool, was every Thursday after practice, one of the girls on the team, they had to bring a meal for the whole team. And so I got homemade Italian food. And one of the best things that I ate, and I still think about it all the time, is this like lasagna that, like the way they make the lasagna is so different than how we do in America. And it wasn't like a red sauce. It was like this, like it was a white cream sauce, but it had like spinach in it. And like their pasta noodles for the lasagna are like so thin, they're like paper thin, but they stack so many on top of each other. And so when you eat it, it just like kind of melts in your mouth. And that was definitely my favorite meal in Italy, was the homemade lasagna.
Well, you sold me. I'm ready to go back and try some homemade Italian lasagna over there now. That sounds much better, Macy. Last week, we had Dakari Johnson on the podcast with us, also former Kentucky Wildcat on the men's side. he's spending some time in China right now playing, and he told me and Brady about this hot pot that was just like a smorgasbord of like throw everything in a pot and cook it. And I've got to tell you, the Italian lasagna sounds much better than that. So sold on that one for sure. I'm not even sure. Brady, do you like lasagna? I feel like Brady's a little pickier eater than most.
I like lasagna. I am picky. From how she's talking, how Italy is, I don't know how much I would even survive there. I need air conditioning. I need a microwave. I need preservatives in my food. I don't know what I would do.
Macy's something we love to hear, and all of Big Blue Nation likes to hear from our beloved Kentucky Wildcats is obviously you talked about playing in Rupp against some of those big rivalry games. You mentioned Louisville, Duke, Tennessee, Florida, teams like that. Was there a game during your career at UK that you looked forward to every year and you were like, this is the game I cannot wait to play? Who was that?
Probably Tennessee.
Okay.
Just, you know, growing up a Kentucky fan, Tennessee's always like the rival and everything. And so for me, I always loved the Tennessee game or the South. I even loved when we got to play South Carolina or Mississippi State, because whenever I was playing, they were like usually the top team in the nation at that point.
So you mentioned going up to the training camp for the Mystics, and I'm also always curious to know, you talked earlier in this episode about the jump from high school to college and how different it was and how the level of athlete greatly jumped at that level. So tell us about that, because it's something that I feel like we all wonder, but I don't know that we truly understand unless we've experienced it. You go from UK to you go to a training camp with the Mystics where you've got the best of the best from college all in one gym. How big of an adjustment was that?
It was a big adjustment, just because, like, you know, it was just everything moved so fast for me, because, like, you're on a team with, like, a bunch of vets who, like, they know the system. They know exactly what the coaches want. And so then, like, you get there and it's, like, they kind of just throw stuff at you and you're just, like, you're like a deer in a headlight, kind of, and just not knowing what's going on. And just they have, like, even, like, with the weight, they would have, like, weights and training and, you know, film or whatever. It was just like so different. They'd have like events going on, and so it was just like you just had so much, and plus you're like in a new city, so trying to figure out a way to get around and where to eat, how to get food, just like so much was just put like thrown at you in a short amount of time. So it was kind of just crazy in that point. But then, like, you go and you're, like you said, you're playing against the best of the best. So, like, one of the girls, like, she was like one of my favorite players was Elena Deladon. And so, be able to play with her, just even for the short amount of time I did, it was just a really awesome experience. And her and some of the other players, you know, just picking up things like Ariel Atkins. I really liked her a lot. She just gave like really good advice. You know, Shea Petty is another who, you know, they were just telling me, like, even if you don't make it, you know, she was explaining how she's like, I spent X amount of years overseas till I even got a chance to make a team in the WBA. And so every player just had like a different story of how they got there. And so it was a unique experience for sure.
Absolutely. I'm sure. Thinking back, Macy, you said that you tried to pride yourself on being the hardest worker on your team all through high school, college, whatever. We have a lot of young listeners, young athletes aspiring to be collegiate athletes one day. Do you have any advice for maybe any young girls listening of what they should do to be able to make a career like Macy Morris at the University of Kentucky? What's your advice?
Put in the work. You gotta practice every single day. And, you know, a lot of girls think just because they go to the gym, they put X amount of shots up, you know, that's going to get them where they need to go. It's not about how many shots you get up. It's making sure that you're getting, like, in-game shots up. You're making those shots. Because anybody can shoot, but not everybody can make. And, you know, you gotta study the game. You gotta know how to play You got to know how to play off others. You got to be able to read defenses, know how to read your teammates. And you got to be vocal with things. So that was one of the biggest things for me in college is I was not a very vocal leader. I thought being a leader, as long as I just showed what you're supposed to do, it would be good enough. But Coach Mitchell was on my butt all the time. He's like, I need you out there talking, blah, blah, blah. So that was really big for me. And so if young girls, if you can get really vocal at a young age, it's going to help you in the long run. But you got to put in the work. That's my advice.
There we go. Put in the work, Brady. I feel like that may be, are we going to claim that's where we missed out? We didn't put in the work.
I didn't put, I wasn't, yeah, I missed that. Now, do you, Macy, this would be my final question for you would be, do you want to ever coach? Like, is that ever put went across on your radar? Usually, if someone like you that puts in a lot of time, become pretty good coaches, is that something that you thought about?
Yeah, that was at one point that's what I wanted to do, was become a coach, and that I because I wanted to coach college ball, but then like I saw like how much college basketball coaches there you travel and how much time they're away from their family, and I was like, maybe that's not for me. But I do want to get into coaching at some point. I'm actually helping one of the high schools here, South Laurel. I'm helping their girls team right now a little bit. Because I missed it, and it's hard to stay away from the game that you loved and you've put so much of your life into. So, but yeah, I've definitely thought about it.
So let's catch up a little bit with Macy Morris here. So obviously coaching something that could possibly be there in the future for you. I think the last I heard from Macy Morris was you, I know you went to PA school. So tell us the life of Macy now. Do you still play at all? What are you doing now? Have you hung the shoes up and just focused on career? What's going on in the life of Macy Morris today?
I mean, I play a little bit here and there. I'll shoot around. But I am a PA now. I work in the emergency department at St. Joe in London. So that keeps me pretty busy. But like I said, I do help out with the South Laurel's girls team. So their season's been kicking off. So been busy with them as well. But yeah. Just working and helping coach a little bit and taking care of my dog. That's pretty much all I do.
That's all you need right there. That is all you need. I want to ask, I'm a little bit disappointed in Brady at the first of this episode for not knowing Travis Tritt on me. So I'm trying to refresh us in the Big Blue Nation here, Macy. We've mentioned Big Blue Madness and all the excitement. Obviously, everybody in the state of Kentucky looks forward to Big Blue Madness every year, that first official practice for the Kentucky Wildcats. What was the walkout song for Macy Morris at Big Blue Madness?
So my senior year, it was supposed to be I'm from the country, but Nathan Swaski got John Michael Montgomery's son, Walker Montgomery, to redo it and make it and change the words to I'm from Kentucky and I like it that way.
That's
So
amazing.
that was my senior year walkout
That's amazing.
song.
That's pretty
That's
cool.
awesome.
That has to go down as one of the greatest, especially if you take a songwriter and artist and get them to redo a song for you like that. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. What was Macy, do you have a favorite moment at Kentucky that sticks out to you that you're like, that is my one memory that I will never forget from Kentucky?
I mean, I have so many, but one of what like I said earlier, when after we had all those transfers, we only had like six scholarship players and we had to have tryouts just to get a team, and we had two seniors that year with Michaela Epps and Evelyn Akator, and their senior night we were playing Mississippi State, who was top 10 at that point, and we ended up winning that game. I think Michaela ended up hitting like the last second shot to win it, and that's like just one moment. Being able to win a big senior night game like that for them was really special because we all wanted to get the win for them. And that was a team that, a lot of people didn't think was going to do well. And we made the tournament and won a couple games in that. And so I think that game is just one that I'll probably never forget.
Great memory. Great memory. Anytime with a career like you had, I'm sure like you said, the memories are countless. So to have a moment like that that really sticks out is something special that, I'm sure you always carry with you. I know, Brady, do you have a favorite women's basketball moment from the Macy Morris era of Kentucky women's
I think for
basketball?
me, just remembering it was like they always would play on Sundays. So like we would always go and watch them. Like we would have our like practice and then we would go watch them play. It was always like I think the biggest thing was the excitement. I think it was always crazy in there. Like you'd hear the fans. I mean, it was wild. So I think with Matthew and Coach Mitchell, you guys played a very fast-paced style. It was fun to watch, and it was very exciting. That's what I remember. A lot of shots, a lot of up and down, and it was fun to watch. Like we would go in on Sundays and watch. So, which I don't really like the idea of Sunday games.
I don't either.
Sundays for NFL. I'm like in my NFL. I didn't really want to say it, but Wes, I'm pretty down on my Bengals right now, and so you bringing up NFL.
Same, same.
But yeah, I noticed the Bengals shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, I never really liked when we played on Sundays. I don't know. I like a lazy Sunday. I don't know, watching football. But yeah, we don't got to talk about the Bengals. I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we get back on track, Macy? Can we get, I mean, I feel
No,
like Joe
it's off
Burrow's
the
out
rails
there
at this
doing his
point.
thing. What do we got to do?
It's off
I
the
don't.
rails.
It's crazy because like I just saw a stat. It was like Joe Burrow has like he's like number one in like passing touchdowns or pass completions or something like yard completions, and then Ja'Marr Chase is leading in receiving yards, and I'm just like, and they're still
And
losing.
we're still losing.
And we like have the most sacks. It's like, I don't know. I'm one of the, I've like adopted the Bengals as my team this year. Like have never been like an NFL guy. As you can see, I'm pretty passionate right now. I'm just like, but man, I am so depressed about it. Yeah. Well.
It's easy to get depressed about these last drive games. Macy, favorite WNBA team?
Favorite.
Or I
I
guess
mean, I
player.
guess I have to kind of say the Atlanta Dream since Ron's playing for them.
Yeah, there you go.
She's
But
balling.
yeah,
She
she
didn't
is.
have that hurt. She
But
was.
I never really had like just a favorite WNBA team. I just had usually like had favorite players, and I liked the Phoenix Suns a lot because Dion Taurasi was like my favorite player growing up. Not the Phoenix Suns. I'm sorry. That's the Mets.
Hey, we
Which
got
I
you.
will
We know
say
where you're
this,
at.
but Phoenix, yeah.
I think it's harder, again, outside perspective looking in, the longevity of women's basketball players. I think you have to like honor. Like it's there. Diana Taurasi's played for how many years? It makes it really hard for like turnover. When you look at the roster, so a player trying to break into the league, like you got to be instantly impactful. It's not like the NBA where some of these guys have like a 3-year deal and they're done. Like Diana Taurasi's been playing, I feel like, since I was like 5th grade. She might be 5th grade, yeah.
Like the
But
Tom Brady of the WNBA.
yeah, that's what I was like trying to explain that to people too, because like we have a lot less, there was a lot less teams in the WNBA, and like they just play for so long. And so like that's like Megan Gustav, I forget her last name, but she was out of Iowa. She was like the number one, she was like the NCAA player of the year, was number one draft pick, didn't even make her roster. And it's just like you think about that, and like these other players, they get drafted in the first round, and they're not even making their roster. And it's just like it just shows you like how competitive it is.
Absolutely.
Is Sue Bird still playing?
No, she retired.
Because Sue Bird's been, I mean, she was, I feel like
She's,
I've heard
yeah.
Sue Bird since I was like, again, before Diana Taurasi. I
Yeah,
mean,
she just retired. I think it was last
it had to
year,
have been
years
it was
ago.
recent. Yeah.
It was recent. Yeah. Jeez. But yeah, I mean, the longevity of them is just, it's insane. But
Yeah, gonna be really, really good to
for a
get to
very
that
long
level
time.
in women's basketball. Super competitive, without a doubt. Well, Macy, I want to thank you again for joining us on You Know the Drill. It has been an absolute pleasure, and you never know, maybe you will get really bored and decide to join us on here again one day. We would love to have you back on the episode. Maybe once you get that coaching career start, that you're thinking about maybe down the road, we can get you on here to talk a little bit about your team on there. But absolutely, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast tonight.
Thank you guys. I had a good time.
You Know the Drill with Wes and Brady, sponsored by MCHC, providing better health for a longer life. Macy Morris, Big Blue Nation, we love you. We're out.
You know the drill with Wes Smith. Wes Smith. Wes Smith. Presented by MCHC.